Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hey, my name is Spencer. I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what solution are we offering to newcomers? Coming around AA for as long as I did, I thought the solution was just something that happened by what I now know as spontaneous combustion, or what I thought was spontaneous combustion. It would just happen. One day I would just not want to do anything anymore. I wouldn't want to drink or do any other outside issues. And I floundered around in that, you know, in and out or around AA for, gosh, almost a decade. But what I'd finally realized after this time was I had always heard relapse as part of recovery. So it gave me the out to, you know, just relapse and be like, okay, you know, I'm back and, you know, I'm here for another couple months and it'd be good. I'd be accepted with open arms. I finally got hooked into this group of people where they told me that, you know, relapse does not have to be a part of recovery. It's not. You don't ever have to drink again. You don't ever have to use again, et cetera, et cetera. And that was the first time I'd ever heard anybody say those things. And then working through the book, you know, on the title page, the book says how thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And I didn't know what recovered meant at the time. I had no idea. But it was described to me as, you know, I will always be alcoholic, but I've recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And if you're anything like me, a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body is wanting to stop but can't. And when I start having no control over what I do or what goes into my body, and they told me, you don't ever have to do that ever again. It was the first time I had ever heard that. And so the solution I offer to newcomers is that you don't ever have to do any of that stuff ever again. There's a simple plan of directions laid out in the big book. And while it seems crazily insane to do, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 2 days, an hour sober, the more I devote myself to this process, the better my life gets and the easier it is to hear what I like to call God these days. I didn't think, you know, whenever I completed a third step prayer that God was actually going to take care of everything that he did. I didn't think, you know, the fourth and fifth step really meant anything until I actually sat down and did it honestly and thoroughly and open-minded. You know, I thought I was going to know what everyone was going to say back to me when I made amends. And that was just not true. And I didn't have any experience with prayer or meditation. And they've been the most gratifying things that I can do in my downtime today. And then I offer that you can go and watch the lights come on in someone else's eyes like other people saw happen to me. And that's what the book says, something you won't want to miss. We have a fellowship growing up about us. And the most beautiful thing to me is watching that light come back on in other people's eyes. It hasn't been there for so long. And whether it's 1 out of 50 that works, that 1 out of 50 is enough to make me keep wanting to do this. It's probably the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced. But that's what I have to offer newcomers. That's the solution AA offers. You never have to drink again. And you can be a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And you can watch the light come back on. Thank you, guys.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.